Happy Easter, everyone. This is Father John McGowan from St. Clement's Mission House in Ephrata, Pennsylvania. We are now in the octave of Easter. It's Friday of Easter week, and the liturgies these days are filled with resurrection stories. Today's gospel from St. John is often called Breakfast on the Beach. This is the third time Jesus reveals himself to his disciples after being raised from the dead. I call this gospel Breakfast on the Beach too. It's my favorite resurrection appearance story. This appearance story has many themes. There's the theme of presence, recognition, abundance, service, commissioning. There's the beloved disciple, and then there's friendship. You could take each one of these themes and develop a conference or a sermon, even a retreat on either one of them. The apostles leave the upper room, they leave hiding out, and Peter says, I'm going fishing. And they say, so are we. Seven apostles are mentioned. There's Peter, Thomas, Nathanael, James and John, and two others. And then there's an unnamed one, referred to by John as the beloved disciple. So they go back to their former activity. They fish all night and have no luck. And then a stranger appears on the shore. The stranger, Jesus, is unrecognized. But he tells them, where to drop their nets. And they say, well, what have we got to lose? So they act on faith, which leads them to abundance, leads them to catching 153 fish. Their nets are bulging, not breaking. So it's a gospel story about abundance, just like the wine at Cana, just like the loaves and fish, 12 baskets of leftovers, like the fountains of living water, like eternal life given by the Good Shepherd, like the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. It's a story of abundance. The beloved disciple shouts, "It is the Lord." The beloved disciple is not necessarily the Apostle John. Scripture writers say it's no one in particular, but it's each one of us in potential. The beloved disciple is unnamed, but the beloved disciple is the one who remains close to Jesus at the supper. He's the one who stood faithfully at the cross. He's the one who took Mary as his mother. He's the one who arrived first at the tomb with Peter. He enters the tomb. He saw and he believed. That's each one of us when we do these things. The fishing in the story symbolizes the apostolic mission. When the apostles reach the shore, the story takes on Eucharistic tones. It becomes reminiscent of the loaves and fish story. Only in this situation, Jesus distributes. He gave them to eat. So the three strong teachings so far are: one, the apostolic mission. We are all called to be fishers of people. Secondly, recognize him with eyes of faith, and thirdly, love and revere his Eucharistic presence. Like the seven, we are in the boat of life. Oftentimes we are stressed out. It's darkness before dawn. So many days we have no results, no fish. And yet all the time in our life, Jesus is on the shore. It's up to us to recognize him and to swim to him, to cast our nets wherever he tells us to, and then to sit with him, eat what he gives us. He gives us not fish for breakfast. He gives us his body and blood. The purpose of the gospel is that we may have life in his name. And all the themes of the gospel are in this story. His never-ending presence, our recognizing him in all the ordinary ways of life, his abundance, our dependence on him, our service, and our being commissioned, each one of us, to be a fisher of people. And our task, our vocation, is to become the beloved disciple. I hope everyone has a happy Easter. God bless each and every one of you, and enjoy Easter and enjoy the springtime.